It's business tip time. Whether it's marketing, sales, operations, etc., I'm bringing you quick tips across a variety of topics to help elevate your business. Let's get it. Today's mini episode is a business tip from Sandy and Wade Critides. They are in the top 1% of their network marketing company and are exceptional leaders and community builders. I attended one of their team meetings as a guest back in March on a very cold and rainy night. And not only did they have a packed house, but some of their teammates drove 4 hours one way to be there. So Sandy and Wade, will you tell us how you've built such a vibrant, strong community that shows up like this?
Wow, we are so excited to be here again with you. And gosh, it's so funny that you bring this up because it really is something that's very authentic to Wade and I. But I think really where it stems from is we have always been like people focused, like regardless of what someone's goal is in a business, like we see them for like who they are as a person and love them inside and out. And I think people feel that and they want to be around that energy.
Yeah, I think to add to that, I'm a corporate dropout myself. So in just thinking about my corporate career, people are more focused on management of people and quotas and numbers and bottom line and all these things and just do your job. And they don't focus on the person, the soul, the heart behind that. And I think, you know, transitioning into entrepreneurship, into leadership, you realize it's not about managing people. People don't want to be managed. They want to be led. They want a vision casted for them. They want to be inspired towards action. They want to have hope and faith in their heart. They want to feel seen and heard and loved and cared for. And so, right, when you focus on the people, like the numbers, everything you're looking for will come, but it's almost like people first, everything else second.
And recognition too, right?
Oh yeah. That was a huge thing. Like, when do you ever get recognized in corporate America? Like, yeah, you're getting a raise this year, like 3%, like pat on the shoulder. You did good this year. Like, okay, until next year's review. Like, oh, here's your bonus. And that's it. Like, you don't really, really get recognized. Maybe if your annual sales conference once a year. What, you know, focusing on what we do in team building and networking and entrepreneurship, it is all about like recognizing people and recognizing people for the work they've done or what they're doing in the community or whatever. And recognition goes such a long way. That is one of the biggest things I hear. It's like, gosh, I don't feel this way in my other job. Like, I don't get recognized like this.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it's just such a testament to like being at your meeting. You could just tell everyone authentically wanted to be there, and just like the stories they were sharing, like how much it meant to people. You've just done a beautiful job of fostering that. So it's truly something to behold. So when it comes to leadership, you two are naturally gifted, but I know we agree there's always room for improvement. What have been the most important leadership lessons that you've learned?
I think for me, again, leadership is so much different than management. And, you know, I think my ultimate leadership mentor is John Maxwell. I think he's a leader of leaders. He's like the number one leadership trainer. And his motto or like core values around leadership are leaders know the way. First, they're aware, they're educated on like the way to go. They go the way. So they then go trek the way themselves. They do the work. They put in the work. They're on the front lines. They're doing the do. And then they show the way. And then they say, hey, here, take my hand. I'm gonna go with you. Leadership is really about how many other people you can help. It's first like proving that to yourself that you can go do it, and then showing other people how to do just that. And I think the ultimate success in leadership is how many other people's success stories mention you in it. I think that is the sign of a successful leader. But it's that like be willing to go first, not just tell, train. Like, it, you know, you hear whether it's in parenthood or leadership, more is caught than taught. Like, someone won't remember what you said, but they'll remember how you made them feel. So I think that is a huge part of leadership.
So I think for me, I'm going a different direction than Wade. Like, I understood that more of like, what have I learned? Like, or what would I do differently, I guess? Yeah. And so I think through like in stepping into leadership and having an organization like we do, one of the biggest things that I've learned is not to take things personally. And I'm still working on that, honestly. But you become so vested in people and you believe in them more than they believe in themselves. And when someone decides to walk away from the business, or they give up on themselves, or they leave for another company, or I mean, I could give you a whole list of things, like seeing them for who they are and knowing like this is the right step for them right now, and not taking taking it personally. I always lead with friendship. And whether someone like steps away from the business or stops pursuing the business or something completely changes in their world, like I always want them to know that they're seen and that they're loved. And although it may really sting because I'm like, wow, I have spent like countless hours and time and energy like coaching you, loving on you, like spending time with you. The biggest thing I feel like I've learned is it's not about me. And I just need to be the best player on my team. The only one I can count on for sure is me. Beyond that, I have no idea who will be here 6 months from now, 10 years from now. Like the only person I can count on is me, myself, and I. And so it's continuously like building my belief, pouring into my mindset, pouring into my vision, because I'm the only one I can count on.
You can count on me too, babe.
I know.
Well, you also touch on something very important that you can't pour from an empty cup. So like, even if your team is fully rallied behind you, which yours is, I mean, you're always going to have churn. That's just the nature of the network marketing business. But if you're not doing the work on mindset and all of that, like it's a waste. So I agree with you. I think that's the most important. At the same time though, I kind of feel like I'm talking out both sides of my mouth, because the other thing that is super important about leaders is that they are there to serve. They're not leading based on ego and all of that. So aside from being a servant leader, what do you think is the most critical element for a leader to be effective?
I think what comes to mind for me just off the top of my head is I used to be focused more on the goal or the number or the quota or whatever it was, or finishing the race or whatever it is. And again, John Maxwell has helped teach me this, but just in doing the do, in being on the front lines and developing myself into the best leader I can be. And it's always continuous. You know, a leader never stops learning. I think it's being more focused on the growth than the goal. So being focused on who do I need to become to deserve that or achieve that goal, and focus on, again, it comes back to like putting in the work along the journey and focusing on the growth and like, let me develop into that leader, into that person. And then the business goals, the life goals, the whatever will come. So focusing on growth over goals, I think, has been huge, because to manifest, to bring something to fruition into your life, you realize, like what I've realized is, first, yeah, you need to become that person who deserves that and who vibrates at that frequency and who attracts that into their life. And then there will be a lag. It will show up in your life thereafter.
A couple things come up for me. First is like activity and like having a packed calendar, and action over like talking about it. Like you can spend all day thinking or talking about your business, but actually doing it and like getting in the weeds and putting things on your calendar and having those conversations and like doing the unsexy things and mastering the mundane, like that's one part of it. But on the mindset thing, like a few years ago before we were in this profession, we didn't do mindset work. And that has completely changed the game for us. Now, like we do affirmations every day. We meditate every day. We have a gratitude practice. We read every day. Like we have these daily non-negotiables that kind of prime our mind and start our day. And to what you were saying, Alicia, you really can't pour from an empty cup. And so if you're just waking up and the day is being controlled by like, oh, who texted me or what happened on Instagram or what's, you know, how to respond to this email, you're being controlled by outside factors and you have to take control of your life. So in addition, like to be a servant leader, I feel like you have to serve yourself first, and you have to always lead, I think, with activity. Like that, those are the things that come up for me.
I had takeaways from each of you. So Wade, the thing I heard you say too, it's the be, do, have, not have, do, be. So I'll elaborate on this more in a future episode for sure. But people often think, once I have money, then I can do this thing that will make me be happy. When that's not the way to go about it. It's, I want to be an amazing leader. And not even I want to, I am an amazing leader, right? And an amazing leader would do this thing. And then once you do the things that that person would do, then you have what that person would have, right? And then Sandy, what I heard you say too is like, it's leading by example, right? Like if you're not in the trenches showing people that you aren't above doing it, like that's where people really trust you and follow you into battle, I think.
One more thing that just came up for me, I think, before we sign off, having a compelling vision. Like every leader has a vision, and people are willing to follow a vision. People get behind a compelling vision for a group, for a team, for a life, for what it's going to do for the individual. So being the person who's willing to believe and have faith and see something before it's tangibly there. Because when you can, you know, you want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far together. You need a team to build a dream and something into reality. So when you can rally a team around that common vision, I think that is huge. That is everything.
Yep, I agree. And that's something too, if you've done the strengths finder test, leaders tend to be pretty high in the visualization strength. So that is such a critical component. Like, we have to paint the picture and show how it's possible and lead the way. Well, thank you two so much for coming on again. Much appreciated. Just admire the two of you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, we love hanging out with you.
Well, thank you so much for listening to the show today. If today's episode added value to your life in some way, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone who needs this. I would love to connect with you on Instagram and hear how the show has inspired you. So tag me or slide into the DMs. You can find me at Corporate Dropout Official or Alessia Citro. That's AlessiaCitro and 2 underscores. Until next time, remember, you're a badass. Stay focused, stay hungry, and dare to drop out.